Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya959 with myself, Guguletu Mfupi. If you're in your car right now, just take a look at the vehicle next to you, in front of you, behind you, maybe even the one that you're in, and just reflect on which brand it is, where it might have been manufactured, and how popular it might be in the South African market. Well, I must tell you, throughout your journey home or to a year-end function, wherever it is that you're going, you will most likely jump into a number of international vehicle brands. Previously, we saw the likes of VW, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota really dominating the local market. But we've seen a heightened number of, an increasing number, not only Chinese brands taking over the South African automotive industry, but also brands that are being manufactured in India. And tonight we're going to take a look at exactly that, where Chery South Africa says it celebrated its best month in domestic market sales, exceeding the 2,000 unit mark for the month of November. But let's talk about the theme and the trend overall. And to do that, we join on the line by motoring expert and technician, a good friend of Kaya 959 overall. You typically hear him speaking to Pimelo Mudene on Point of View. Pogiso Dibakwane joins us now on the line. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Pogiso.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Always excited to speak to you. I must say, as I looked at this report and this data set, Sinen Jabulo, the producer of the show, and I thought, well, we've heard something similar from WesBank. We saw something similar from We Buy Cars. And even when we take a look at the numbers from NAMSA, it all really speaks to this growing dominance and participation of Chinese and Indian manufactured vehicles in South Africa. Talk us through this theme and this trend and just how prevalent it is and I guess how it's really gaining traction.
Yeah, good evening to the listeners. Well, look, the manufacturers that are now basically making waves is your Haval, your Chery, and your Jayco. These guys make, just to give a bit of background, you know the saying, fake it until you make it. It's what Haval and Chery were able to do. I mean, when they started, they were forever in court because they were copying other models, other manufacturers. But now they have found their own bespoke designs that they come up with. And here at home, how they identify themselves is that Haval was able to, you know, tap into the market that mostly was enjoyed by Toyota with your H6 and your buggy models, your Steed, and now recently your P-Series and your P500. Mm. Those are basically segments that were enjoyed by Toyota. And I think mostly, especially urban people are now wanting to have semi-SUVs, and that's what Haval has placed themselves in, and they have offered other range models. While the Chery, they have a different take on it. Their models, they sound more like a cell phone an iPhone model, because they basically give you the Tego, and the Tego goes on from Tego Pro 4 until to your Pro Max 8. That's one of the models that that they have. It's one vehicle with different sizes, and obviously because the sizes increase, and then they increase the number, and they ended up at 8 Pro Max. So, and what is people should notice is that Chery has a different model of running their business. Instead of making other vehicles under the brand Chery, they allow their subsidiaries like your Jayco or Moda to come into play. Whether it's going to be a good thing for South African market, we yet to see that. South African market in terms of dealership and dealer network and surviving, making sure that the business sustains itself, it's a different model altogether. So now what they did is that they allowed Moda to come in. And also most of the technologies are coming from the subsidiary because they have Jaguar and Land Rover, 50% shareholding of that. So hence you see your Chery is making basically good market sales because it offers more technology than your Haval. Haval looks good in terms of, you know, when you look at it from design point of view, it's a beautiful car. But in terms of technology, they're a bit behind. but it's all up who you partner with.
It is so interesting that you mention this, especially, I guess, you know, going back to the brand ownership. So often when we see these different vehicle brands on the road, we think, it's a different model, it's a different manufacturer. But what you've described is that there's really a bigger umbrella company at play here, rolling out these different brands. As you mentioned, in terms of the sustainability of that model as a business, but also what it means for us as consumers, clearly we need to start doing a lot more research then to understand where we're buying from, right?
Yes. No, definitely, because sometimes we find ourselves that if a dealership is only basically handling one model, sooner or later it's going to cave. If they don't introduce a new model, they don't have a plan of how to sustain their model range, also in terms of future plans. You need to figure it out once you buy that, is this vehicle going to come back with another version of it? And if the manufacturer doesn't have plans for that, from an ownership of a business, it can become a bit difficult. Mm-hmm. But most of these companies, what they did is that they have what you call multi-brands. You find that one dealership, there's about five of them with different branding.
Got you. Let's talk affordability, because that's actually what's driving the vehicle market in South Africa. Many South Africans might have their hearts set on particular brands, but sometimes our pockets just aren't deep enough. And you need something that's practical, that will keep you safe, that will get you by. But most importantly, that is affordable. And when I look at the prices of some brands like the Tiggo from Chery, I guess, you know, starting from 400,000, if you look at the different models, you know, but it's easy to get a vehicle for less than 700,000 rand, versus some of the other German brands we see. There's Jator as well. There's Omoda that you've mentioned. And not only are these vehicles a lot more affordable, but they come with all the bells and whistles.
Yeah.
Those optional extras that essentially with them are not optional. Is that what's driving their growth here?
Yes. That's one of the things that that's driving their growth. And they were able to come back. You remember Chery had left in 2018. And then they were able to come back, place themselves in that segment of semi-SUVs. And throughout the world, everybody wants to be driving a bit higher than higher from the ground than driving just your normal VW Polo sedans. And also, very important and very key that they're able to offer the bells and whistles without being an option. So from the price range, I mean, you can get a Chery Tiggo 4 from 350,000, which is from the good price range, and it's a brand new car, has warranty maintenance plan. And that's where they were able to cement themselves there. And then I think from a value proposition and as a buyer looking for an SUV, I mean, these prices compared to your BMW and your VW, obviously you will go for this.
Got you. And I'm seeing that, right? Looking at the website of Omoda, the C5 entry level, 329,000.
Yes.
You mentioned Chery, entry price there as well, just over 340,000 rand. So these are really affordable cars. And looking at the specs that they promote on the website, it definitely comes with the additional extras that I guess make the driving experience a lot more pleasurable and even appealing to the eye. But what often raises concern for South Africans is maintenance of vehicles. We're known to love our cars and own them for a very long time. and that often means, you know, having access to the parts, having access to the people that can fix them. So are we being penny wise and pound foolish in the long term regarding the pricing model that we see from these vehicle manufacturers?
I think from a price perspective and from us owning vehicles for a longer term, these two brands, Haval and Chery, they've been in South Africa for more than 17 years. I think they have proven themselves. And we associate Haval mainly with Toyota because some of Haval's engines are coming from Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
So because we want cars that last longer, that can take basically a beating of 12 years, obviously we'll go for brands like this. And also from a price point of view, they are cheaper, they are reliable. I think that's why you're seeing it. I mean, today, I think when Javula called me to have this conversation, I was on traffic, and then all around me, it was Haval.
You? That's telling. That is, and you know what? It's so true. I know a few friends and loved ones who have moved and opted towards Indian and Chinese manufactured vehicles. The brands make sense. Affordability makes sense. And of course, it just feels like, you know, you're getting more bang for your buck. But the concern that many people do raise is just the maintenance. And I think that's often been the what we see with cars like Renault, maybe. Also been in the country for a long time. Kia, which is probably losing some ground now given the new competition. But is that the concern going forward for, I guess, the long, super long term? Or will our culture and dynamic shift where South Africans just easily and automatically just, I guess, change vehicles as often as they can?
I think with the more we have them on the road and the more purchases we buy these brands, obviously the dealer network will grow. Although Renault has not grown, actually most of their dealership has shortening a bit. In terms of Kia right now, they're in a good position because what they did is that they went and redefined their warranty and maintenance plan, where their warranty now is up to 7 years warranty.
Got you.
So if you're buying a vehicle like that, obviously the warranty is key. I mean, if somebody's going to tell you that, look, I'll give you warranty for 7 years,
definitely,
that's where we'll go.
Oh man, but vehicles are expensive. Pochiso, yo, these things are expensive. Exactly. Pochiso, I want you to stay on the line. We've got Maletsema. Oh man, so lovely to hear from you, Maletsema from Springs. You have a comment. It's been so long, Maletsema. It's so lovely to hear from you.
Hi. I've been quiet listening to you. Welcome. I love my Toyota. This is my first car. I bought a second-hand, the Accent Hyundai. It was a second-hand. It only lasted for a year, which is never buy a car from somebody because they never tell you what is the problem. And then after that, I vowed that I'm not going to buy any other car than getting into a garage. God being beautiful, 2021, 14 January, after the COVID saga, I got a car. It's an Etios.
Oh, well done.
Hatchback. I love it for me because after the 30,000 kilometers, I think Toyota gives you 30,000 service. Then after they gave me a service plan that I pay every month so that if I take it for every 10 kilometers, the service plan that I pay every month pays for it. I don't have to take it out of my pocket, which it helps because it saves my either 83,000 or 5,000. You don't have that cash in hand. But the insurance that I'm in, the extended service plan that Toyota is giving me, it's good for me because I paid every month. Then when I reach 10,000, I don't have to worry. I just book my car in. I don't want anybody to touch it, but I know, like, my sister, my big kids and everything like that. I'd have to see, you know, but I am so, I call her Tato because Kitate Mudimo. So for her, I don't want anybody to touch it than Toyota. So each and every 10,000 kilometers, it has always been Toyota. So recently just went for 70,000 kilometers.
Yeah.
It's always been Toyota since I bought it. So I'm telling you, Producer Gucci, the next car that I love, you know, the brand that I love, the other brands are very nice, but the brand that I love, Mangiagu SUV, is an Audi Q3. I've loved that car so much since I've grown up. So my next level, it's Q3 Audi. And Lapu Yasuke Gucci,
But congratulations on the vehicle purchase you made on that Audi Q3. Just Googling some of the recent prices there, 720,000 plus. So, sevens are Maletsema. Sevens.
Yeah, I know. I need to sevens. Thank you.
So lovely speaking to you. And thank you so much for the call, Maletsema.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Maletsema from Springs there joining us to share her perspectives on vehicle brands. And Pochiso, I guess as we wrap it up, one thing we know about us as South Africans is that, yeah, we're very emotional about our cars. As you heard Maletsema saying, I take my car to the original manufacturer. I take it to Toyota. Auna putemba, putbongani, tapelo, who's going to fix it in a buy-the-buy situation. So maybe let's just talk about that. I guess, you know, South Africans' emotions and our shift in our love for brands. Because I've also heard a lot of people who get into very robust debates about which vehicle brands they stick to.
Well, look. I think it was the bad experience that me pushed her to stick to the dealer. But obviously, because of new development of business, you know how dealerships now are offering different finance packages and maintenance plan packages. So actually, she can get into the new, I think she said Q5, what is it?
Q3, Audi Q3.
She can get into a Q3 with that package that we had a conversation about a couple of months back, where you can finance the vehicle up to 84 months. So in terms of savings plan, now manufacturers and dealers are offering a month-to-month savings plan that you can pay. They're trying to make sure that they retain you as a customer to the dealer, even after maintenance plan and warranty. So they want to offer you packages where you can extend.
Definitely.
But sometimes it doesn't work out, so it becomes a bit costly, especially on bigger vehicles, especially your Audi or BMW brands. So sometimes it's kind of too expensive. And you might find that, I mean, you extend the maintenance plan and it's an 850, which you don't even make 20,000 Ks a year. And the extension plan would, on that vehicle, 50,000 would be required. So it might feel that this is a loss.
Got you. And that's where the conversation then sets in, right? Whether to lease a vehicle, own it for straight out purchase and the likes.
Yes.
But Pogiso, we'll leave it there for tonight. Always a pleasure speaking to you. And thank you so much for giving us a refreshing perspective on this conversation. I guess next time we're on the road and we see different vehicle brands, we'll, you know, we'll interrogate them a lot more differently, but also know that Omoda and Tigo are essentially from the Cherry family. So
yes.
Also a different understanding there in terms of ownership. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. That's Pogiso Dibokwane, who is a motoring expert and technician, helping us unpack the changing vehicle buying trends that we understand in South Africa. And it's really practical, right? Think about yourself. Have you bought a new vehicle? Is it a different brand to what you might have purchased before in the past? Are you emotionally attached to the kind of vehicle that you drive? Does your family play an influence? You know, my father is someone who plays a strong influence in terms of my love for particular brands. So maybe that's one of it. But of course, affordability is where the practicality lies. And when you look at affordability, instead of just looking at the full primary vehicle cost, you're also looking at warranties, service, the additional features that you get. Does that play an influence for you in your life? Share your voice notes with us. I want to hear from you. And if you happen to see yourself in a new Omoda that the Breakfast Team is giving away, or even a different brand such as Jator or Tigo, let us know. We're keen to understand what has shifted your perspective. 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.